Good evening, everyone. This is the regular semi-monthly meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. It is Tuesday, June 12th at approximately 5:38 p.m. Pacific, 8:38 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA. I'm the chair of this committee. Our secretary is R. Paul Martin from WDAI. And R. Paul, if you could start us off by calling the roll.
Okay. Ken Aaron. Here. Jim Boyd.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Marcus Jeter. Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin. Here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Barbara Wipperman.
Here.
Lauren Williams.
One, two, three, four.
And
we have eight. It's a quorum.
Okay, terrific. Let me make a couple of quick announcements on the stream before we get started. Firstly, Marcus Jeter, the treasurer from WPFW, has some illness. His father is gravely ill, so he has let me know privately that his attendance will be a bit on and off, and he apologizes, but it's an urgent situation. So that is basically a request for an excused absence, which we technically don't do in committees, but under the circumstances, it's understandable. The second announcement is we will not be joined by the ED or the CFO for this call. The CFO is in Alaska on a vacation, and the ED is at the National Federation of Community Broadcasters Conference in Houston and is unable to join us. The third announcement is just an apology on behalf of the chair. I'm going to be traveling by train from Sacramento back to the Bay Area during this call, so I am apologizing for any noise or interruption that might result, and I'll ask R. Paul Martin, the secretary, to take over if I'm temporarily got equipment or noise problems. Could someone mute in the background? We've got some weird noise. Okay, that's better.
I thought that weird noise was the train station.
It's not, actually. I'm not at the train station yet. I'm en route. Okay. Well, that sounds better. So we're going to start off by looking at our draft agenda, and my guess is, I mean, I've got stuff to add, so I'm guessing that at a minimum it's going to be modified. But maybe, R. Paul, if you've got the email now, you could sort of read off what we're working with, and then we'll just change it as we need.
Okay. Does somebody want to make the motion, or do we want me to read it before somebody? I'll read it.
I think you should read it before we do motions.
Okay. Here's a tip to consent. One, roll call. We've done that. Two, approve draft agenda. Three, approve last two sets of minutes. Actually, we only have one set of minutes.
No, we postponed last time, so we should have two.
No, that failed.
Yeah, no, I think we only have this one.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm reading them right now.
All right. Modification number one. Approve 1 minute.
Last meeting's minutes. Hold on. Okay. Four, work groups, L.A. status report, D.C. WBAI progress / timing. Five,
okay.
Budget check-in. Six, financial transparency check-in. Seven, internal transfers on hold due to absences. Yeah, we can't do that. And then there's an extra item with an ABCD. I guess this would be, what, eight? Or does it go earlier? Or?
What's 8 ABCD?
Oh, can't hear you, Tracy.
Go ahead. I'm not sure.
Okay. It's just the way you enumerated the issues regarding the KPFK and A fund drives.
All right.
So that would be the last number, whatever it is.
Okay.
So I do stick them on there. Okay.
Eight.
Well, let me start with my own modifications. Obviously, the mistake with the minutes.
Your voice is very faint.
Okay. Well, let me start with my own modifications, which is change two sets of minutes to one set of minutes.
Yeah.
The internal transfers item is obviously going to have to wait because we're waiting on a report.
You've gone really faint.
Sorry. Okay. The internal transfers item, which is the implementation of the motion that we already reaffirmed, is obviously off the table for tonight because we haven't gotten a report and there's no one here to give one. So
we'll
that's going to wait.
That. We can chop that and put the ABCD there, which I can read. Okay?
Yeah. Why don't you read the ABCD? Because off the top of my head, I don't recall what they all are.
Okay. A, the inadequacy of KPFA's chalkboard estimates of LA area.
Okay. No. That was just sort of the issues, the problems that the discrepancies were causing. So let me do this. Let me add two agenda items. One is the K pledges. And the second, I wanted, if possible, to have a brief discussion of community events at all the stations and policy regarding them. So those are the amendments to the agenda that I'm offering. Is there anyone else who has something for?
This is Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
The ABCD thing that you're saying now isn't really part of the agenda, but if you're going to go back to these itemized things, I would just like to change inadequacy to confusion. I don't think there's inadequacy about what's being done.
Okay. That's fine. Any other amendments?
And similarly with the word inaccurate and stuff like that, pretty negative. It's just a complicated exchange of information we've got to straighten out.
But it is inaccurate, Barbara.
It depends on what you
there are two different totals, then it's,
I have some more information we could talk about later when we get to this item.
Speaking for myself, this is not an agenda. I mean, the agenda item, as far as I'm concerned, is A to K transfers.
Mm-hmm.
So for the purposes of the agenda, I don't think we have to get into that.
Ken, with a point of information, where is the agenda? Did you email out the agenda? I missed it.
Yeah, I discussed this. Unfortunately, instead of calling it draft agenda, I just sort of put the numbers in an email that included some other items, and I'm sorry about that. I was pushed for time.
What's the time of your email? That's all I want to know.
I'm told it came a couple minutes before 1 o'clock.
Well, that was only the one that had these ABCD. I didn't have any of the others that our Paul read.
Right.
I believe it is two separate emails. The one with the draft agenda, such as this was, I think, 12:59 or something like that.
Well, that was the one with the ABCD.
Eastern.
ABCD is not the agenda. The ABCD that Barbara is referring to is the report from L.A. that the L.A. GM provided from Terry Guy.
Right.
As a point of information, what's the timestamp on the one with the agenda, and who's it
for? 7 o'clock. It was a response to my email asking whether there was going to be a meeting tonight.
Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Welcome to the meeting.
The email is from Tracy or Jim?
It's from Tracy.
It follows. It's in the thread with Jim's question about whether there's a meeting and Kim's answer that there is, and it's about 12:57, 12:58.
Okay.
That said, since we've read the whole thing aloud, as my amendments, is there a motion to pass the amended agenda, or does someone else make more amendments?
Okay, let me read what I have, because we had that other thing at the end, and let me just read what I have so we have it. Roll call, approval of draft agenda, approve last meeting's minutes, work groups, LA status report, DC/WBAI process/timing, budget check-ins, financial transparency check-in, KPFA pledges, and discussion of community events at stations and policies regarding them.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. I move to accept the agenda.
Point of information, it came to me at 11 o'clock this morning, Ken.
How the heck did I do that? Okay. I'm sorry. I care about that.
Okay. Is there an objection to approving the agenda?
You're faint again.
Is there an objection to approving the agenda as amended?
No. Let's do it and move on.
Agenda is approved. That will bring us to the approval of the minutes from the last meeting, which, of course, RPAL sent out this afternoon. Is there any objection to the approval of those minutes?
I make a motion we approve the minutes.
All right. Hearing no objection, those minutes are formally approved. And that will bring us into the meat of our agenda. The first couple items should be pretty quick. Basically, the LA work group met over Memorial Day weekend. It did put together a recommendation regarding Los Angeles and some of the contingencies that will need to go into play there, because the numbers are coming up substantially short. Based on the unanimous approval of all the members who were present, that was forwarded to the ED as the recommendation of the NFC subcommittee that was working on KPFK. Washington subcommittee, unfortunately, met once, but without the participation of the members from D.C., so while we had an interesting chat, it wasn't quite anything that you would want to do. Given Marcus's personal situation, obviously as the PFW treasurer, he's going to be involved. We sort of have that on hold until he's a little bit more able to focus on it. Campbell, would you be willing to sort of have some conversations with Marcus about when some time might be workable for him, given his situation?
I'm on the line, and
sure.
Hi. Welcome. How's your availability?
I'm fairly flexible. I'm fairly flexible. I will make every effort to make whatever meeting time. So,
okay.
Suggest something, and I'll make sure I get there.
Okay. So if we go through another convening process, it might work this time. That's awesome. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yep.
Hi, this is Alex. Just want to let you know I'm on the call.
Okay. Good. The other question, I guess, is we have two other stations that we're not actively dealing with, and part of that had to do with the state of budgets related to the actuals back in March, February, when we started sort of this process, and we saw the most acute discrepancies in LA and DC. So that's why we started there. LA is basically done at this point, so we have some availability to work on another station. It's been suggested that WBAI makes sense. I think WBAI does make sense. So I guess the question for RPAL and Alex is whether you would be available and interested in having the AI work group try to come up with some recommendations.
Okay,
we know that the BAI fund drive was not an awesome success, so presumably we've got some discrepancies now.
Tracy, you're sounding like the voice from Earth versus the flying saucers here, so it's hard to hear. Something about a WBAI working group?
Well, yeah. Basically, the LA recommendations are done. So at this point in time, we have a little bit more availability to look at.
It's really hard to follow you, Tracy. It's like you're getting an echo in the middle of your sentence or something.
Hmm.
It's very difficult.
It's electronics. It's bouncing among multiple towers. We're getting multitasked.
I don't know what I can do about it, but I will do the best I can.
Yeah.
Okay. So the LA recommendations have been submitted. Therefore, there's a little bit more availability on the finance committee to work on another station. Of course, WBAI plays a big role in the finances of the network overall. And given the draft fund drive results we've seen, it's reasonable to assume there's some discrepancy with the budget at this point. So the question is, are Paul and Alex, are you available to work with an NSC subcommittee to put that one up?
What I'm hearing is that you believe there's we're over budget in WBAI, which we are, not a huge amount, but we are. And you want to have a working group, and who do you propose for this working group?
Well, obviously, you guys are Paul need to be able to participate. So that's the first question. And then it would be up to other members of the NSC if they wanted to join a subcommittee. And it will be extra meeting, and we meet plenty as it is. But the idea would be to try to put together some concrete recommendations regarding BAI.
I don't know. I'm available, and I mean, I could make myself available on various evenings.
Are you looking for volunteers, Tracy?
Yeah, I just want to check with my Paul because he's the BAI treasurer, so he's got to be there. Our Paul?
Yeah, let's see. Let me look at this. Because we're looking at the end of June here, and it's well, I have to tell you, these next through the rest of June here, I have let's see, I could make like the 19th. I could probably make.
Yeah.
That's a Tuesday. I could probably make a nighttime meeting then.
Do you have any daytime availability? I'm just asking.
daytime availability. 19th. Probably the 19th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But tough.
Or weekend.
19th. Kim.
no weekend, sorry.
Alex, do you have any daytime availability at all?
I could probably get away for an hour and a half or so.
Some days.
I'd probably go down to the station and confer with the general manager if we had such a conference.
Right. Okay.
Well,
it doesn't sound hopeless. The 19th fills me with horror, but, you know, if we have to, we can probably work it out. Okay, who are the other volunteers on the NFC who might have some interest in this?
I'll do it.
Okay, Kim, anybody else? All right, well, that's so us. We'll try out a time in the daytime on the night. If that doesn't work, we'll be able to find some other time. For me, because the PNB schedule is what it is, sometimes a daytime meeting is actually easier than trying to give up whatever evenings there are. But we'll throw a couple dates around and see what we can come up with. Thanks, folks.
Okay.
So I think that pretty much takes care of that. Our Paul, what's the next item on the agenda?
Okay, next item on the agenda is budget check-ins.
Awesome. So we can just go around the horn with all the treasurers that are here. If you don't have a whole lot of news from 2 weeks ago, you can pretty much just, you know, say a sentence or two as a status update. It doesn't have to be a long thing, but it's just sort of due diligence about the process is hopping along or the process is getting bogged down, and these are the ways in which it's getting bogged down. Well, shall we start from the east?
Jim?
Jim? Okay, so we'll start in the middle, then we'll go east, then we'll go west. So let's go Houston, Washington, New York, Berkeley, L.A.
Yeah, KPFT, I wasn't at the last meeting, the NFC, because we were going over the initial budget draft in our finance committee. Dwayne Bradley, general manager, incorporated a number of the budget priorities and came up with a budget that is about the same revenue and expense levels of last year. We since then, now there's another proposed budget that we should get in the next couple of days. We had a fund drive that came up a little bit short, that's making management review their projections. We set a goal of about $300,000, and the first, I believe it was the first day of the fund drive, the antenna went down. So we lost right from the beginning a day of the fund drive. It's kind of the remedial damage that we had from the lightning strike we had about a month ago. And so we lost a day, came up about 80% of what we proposed. And so now they're reviewing this year's budget and seeing how that should affect the next year's budget. But we have a finance committee meeting set for next week, and at that point we should have a pretty firm budget to present to the finance committee at that point.
Okay, sounds good. Do you have anything to add to that?
No, I wasn't at the last meeting, either the NFC meeting or the local meeting. I was in the hospital then, so I missed it. So thanks, Jim, for filling us in. Wesley Mike could tell you. I don't know. He may have been at the local meeting.
Okay. Wesley, since you're visiting, do you have anything that you want to add to that update? Or?
No, nothing I really care to add right now. I'm just listening in, seeing how y'all are spending listeners' money.
Okay, cool. Okay, so with that, we're going loosely counterclockwise, so that brings us to Washington. Marcus.
Hello?
Yep.
Hi, Marcus. We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I actually have nothing to report. At our last finance committee meeting, the general manager had not made any progress in the beginning development of a budget. He reported that he was going to be working on it and that he would have something for us at our next finance committee meeting. I hope to see him tomorrow to check on the progress. The amount of information I'm getting from him is very disappointing at this time. So, not a good report.
And when is the next finance committee meeting?
I beg your pardon?
And when is the next finance committee meeting scheduled?
Right. This was at the finance
committee. Cannot hear you.
You cannot hear me?
Tracy's broken up.
At our last finance committee meeting, which was on Wednesday of last week, he repeated report no progress on developing a budget.
I think Tracy was asking when the next meeting is.
Ah, the next meeting is we meet the first Monday of every month. I'm going to attempt to try to meet with him earlier than that to work on the budget, but he's not been terribly available over the last couple of months. And basically has not been willing to meet
okay.
any time other than the finance committee meeting.
Okay. Campbell, do you have anything to add? And then I have a comment about that.
Not so much, really. I did come to find out that GM will be out of town at the conference, FNCB. And... NSCP, excuse me. So that's, you know, that will be impacting his participation tomorrow for our LSB meeting. But there isn't anything I can really, really share at this point. Except that we ran short on our last drive. We were supposed to go to our goal was $425,000. We were slightly above $300,000.
Right, I know that.
I beg your pardon?
Okay. Yeah, I saw that number, Campbell. Disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess what I would say is I think initial presentation of a budget on July 1 is. You know, okay, it's still within the realm of the timeline, but it doesn't give a lot of time for modification, and of course PSW's budget is going to be complicated. There's a lot of stuff going on. So I would encourage both of you to try to move that up a little bit if you can towards maybe the third week of June, or you know, at least a couple of days prior to the first. I think the extra 5 or 6 days could actually help a, would help a fair bit.
Okay.
Yeah,
I certainly understand the desirability to have information as quickly as possible, but there's some major adjustments that I believe are going to be in the works, and so this is what you know is probably going to require it to be a rather short turnaround time.
Yeah. Okay. Understood. Do what we can do.
Marcus, I don't have Campbell's optimism. The level of cooperation I've been getting from our GM over the past couple of months has been very poor. I've tried to address it with our LSB, but there continue to be quite a few problems in getting just basic information from him. So I'm not quite as optimistic, but we'll do everything I can to push the process along.
Okay. All right. I think that brings us to New York.
Yeah, hold on. I have to type up. All right. Regarding WBAI, we haven't had a ton of progress since the last NFC meeting. The first thing I should note is we have a new development. There is a new program director at WBAI. His name is Chris Hatzis, and he started on June 1st.
And what was the last name again?
Hatzis, H-A-T-Z-I-S, I think it is. And so he's the brand-new guy there, and so we have a program director, which is, you know, I think I may have said this before, but we haven't really had a program director at BAI for quite a while. So, you know, anyway, we're hoping things will work well. We hope we have enough. On the other hand, we hope we have enough time for him to do things and make things better. Now, in terms of the budget process, at our previous local finance committee meeting, we had gotten the draft budget. However, we did not get an assumption spreadsheet, and we still don't have an assumption spreadsheet. At our last meeting, which was on June 16th of the local finance committee, we had a
June
discussion.
16th hasn't happened yet.
Hello?
Did you say June 16th?
June 6th.
Okay.
At our June 6th meeting, we had people there. We had a quorum and everything. And we did not even get around to the agenda item. On the one hand, we have some people saying, you know, we don't have parts of this, and we don't have cash flows, and, you know, it's like we're dealing with fantasies here, and there's nothing backing up any of this. We do have the income statement, but that's not detailed enough, people feel, to deal with. We also have complaints about... besides no cash flow, besides no balance sheet, there are complaints about, this comes up a lot, the telephone contract for BAI, because if you look at the income statements, WBAI is five figures out in the over budget with the telephones. That's because we're running two telephone systems at once. And we, the committee wants to see exactly why and why we're going up so much. Because even if you look at it with, we have two of them when we should only have one of them, run into the problem of the contract we have doesn't add up to the amount of money we're over. And so people think there are other bits of contracts or other agreements that are binding BAI to pay, and we're not seeing them, so they're going after that. There's information we're not getting, and we've asked for it. We sent to the general manager for it. We didn't get it yet. And one person has noted that given the financial situation of the entire Pacifica Foundation and BAI and the other stations, that really fighting over a five-figure item is possibly futile and not meaningful enough, since there are six-figure items that are really impacting everything. And there is a there was also a statement at this last meeting that given the financial situation, really nobody has a clear idea of what to do to turn it into something else, to make it better. And so we have this kind of despair in the committee. And also, my thrust has been, yes, it's kind of a mess that we have inadequate stuff, but it's not really a fantasy that we're dealing with. It's not a fantasy budget. It's somewhat real, at least. We know that. And we should try to push ahead on it, but the committee is mostly demanding the ancillary documents and all of that stuff. And the general manager refuses to attend the meetings because he's run into a disrespectful behavior towards himself at it. And so we have that. So right now we have a meeting set for this Thursday again. I am probably going to set also a meeting for Wednesday the 20th. And we'll try to get through that, through some budget stuff then. I don't know how we're going to do, and I don't know what's going to happen at those meetings. Maybe we'll get you know, an assumption spreadsheet and other information from management. Maybe we won't. Maybe people will want to harp on the telephone contract for another hour, but that's our state right now.
Point of information, RJ? RJ?
R. Paul.
Just a question. Who's the treasurer in New York?
I am.
Who is that?
R. Paul.
Oh, okay.
Treasurer.
Okay, great. So you can... Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Now I'll just get on the queue. I guess I'll take the queues. Nobody else seems
well,
to...
Okay,
sounds like Tracy's
usually,
off the phone.
Tracy, are you there? Okay. Okay,
yes, I am here. I am here. That was our Paul's report. At this point, we go to Alex as the ranking member and see if he has anything to add. Do you have anything to add, Alex?
The only thing I have to add is that our local finance committee does not function very well. I would say it really barely functions at all. And that is a problem, and I think we have to reorganize this committee. We have people on the committee who are not interested in the work of the committee. They're interested in pushing whatever agenda they're coming there with, and it's a problem.
My sense is that it actively obstructs the budget rather than helping to bring it into being.
It does.
If I could say something on this, I deal with it all the time, so I am, you know, armpit deep in some of the craziness that goes on at this particular committee. However,
personal privilege. Somebody has to mute their phone. They have music in the background. Thank you.
Okay. I have to say, in terms of the committee itself, it's a mixed bag. I mean, one of the things we had was we couldn't meet quorum for a while because people kept giving excused absences to everybody. We had a bloated committee with many people who didn't show up, sometimes for a year or 6 months at a time. However, we've kind of solved that, and we finally voted to not excuse the absences of people who never show up. And so that has worked out. It looks like we'll get a better quorum situation here. And I have to say there are, one, yes, there are people with agendas. There are people who are a little off. There are various things going on, but there are also some people there who really are sincerely interested in helping BAI and doing the work of the committee, although I must say sometimes the agendas come down with such passion that even they are swept along. Yeah, we have to figure out some way of doing this. It has not helped that there are legitimate beefs regarding the process. I mean, you know, again, no cash flow, no balance sheet. We've asked for lots of information. We've gotten very little of it. Again, this telephone thing is popping up. So, you know, it's a mixed bag, and I think that throwing the baby out with the bathwater is probably not the best approach for this. But we are struggling right now, and, you know, that's our situation right now. There it is. That's, so I just wanted to say something about the committee. It is not a monolithic thing that's, you know, obstructionist. It's got all sorts of stuff going on. I'm done.
Yeah, thank you for the clarification. All right, so we're round the horn to KPFA. Barbara?
Okay, the business manager and I have been working with various people starting the process. We had a meeting with the development, the subscriptions manager and the data manager, and Andrew was there, and another staff person that's been helping him a lot, Veronica, was there. And we began, you know, the process with the assumptions pages and so on. And the other thing that I did was distribute a little survey at the LSB meeting last on June 2nd. And I recently put it on the Finance Committee, to the LSB and the Finance Committee. And you can read the results if you like. I thought it was pretty interesting. Basically, I was asking people to rate different expense categories and make comments if they'd like. And then it was a two-page survey. The other side just asked for any fundraising ideas. I thought, you know, as long as we're talking about the fact that really what we need is more fundraising or a different kind of fundraising. And there were some very interesting comments, and I reproduced them all in this short report for anybody to read if you would like. That's
okay.
All I have to.
Yeah, I don't really have a lot to. Okay, hang on a sec with the point of information. We'll get to it in just a second. I'll add as the ranking member that, just so people know, as an FYI, KPFA doesn't have a functional LSB Finance Committee.
Your voice is very faint.
Campbell.
Okay, did everyone hear what I said, or should I repeat
it?
No,
say
it. Point
again.
Of information.
Okay, I hear Campbell's point of information. What I had to contribute as the ranking member for KPFA is simply just a sort of a point of information that KPFA doesn't have an LSB Finance Committee, unlike it seems the rest of the stations, just for people to know. Okay, Campbell, what's your point of information?
Yes, I was wondering if we were going to get a copy of the report referenced by Barbara, and secondly,
it was sent by email to
you. You mentioned a couple people by name, and I didn't know who their positions were. Veronica and somebody else?
Veronica is a staff person that has been, Andrew, the IGM, I think, requested her to come to the meeting.
Veronica is not on KPFA's payroll.
Yeah, point of information.
Yes, she's paid for some things, but not as his assistant or anything.
Point of information, what is her position? Not her name, her position.
She has no position, and I am not aware that she is paid. If Barbara is aware of that, she can
She's paid. I think her pay is probably as a board op.
That's true. She may have a couple board op hours.
There was a time when the interim program director had to be away, And I believe that this Veronica, this person, was paid a little something to cover some of that activity at that time. So she does a lot of volunteer stuff, I guess. The other people were the data manager is Chris Stelic. The subscription manager is Phil Osageda. And our business manager, Maria Negret, and I were at the meeting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ken, did you have another point of information, or was that all you had?
No, I had two at this point. Tracy, I know you said it three times, but every time you got to the adjective you used to describe KPFA's finance committee, you went off. We couldn't hear it.
There isn't
okay.
One.
The adjective is, as a point of information, KPFA does not have an LSB finance committee, unlike
okay.
It seems like the rest of the city.
Thank you. And then the other thing for Barbara is that this lady, Jennifer somebody, is acting as a representative for the IGM? What
no. He was there, and she was there, and her name is Veronica, not Jennifer.
Okay. What was her position? Why is she there? Is she representing Jennifer?
There is no Jennifer.
Or Veronica. Was she representing Veronica? What's her
let me take a stab at that, Ken. I believe that the reason that she would have been invited to a meeting is to do administrative support for the IGM. That would be my guess. In other words, she volunteers as an administrative assistant to some extent for the IGM at this point in time. I would presume that she came to the meeting at his invitation. He, of course, would be at a budgetary meeting.
That's what it seemed like to me.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, then I'm waiting to go on the queue when we take a queue.
Okay. Is there anything else on KPFA, or shall we move to Southern California? Okay. Kim, you're up.
I canceled my finance meeting the first Monday because we didn't have a budget yet. I have seen a very early draft, and it's not really where we're going. I think we need to figure out where we're at right now before we make a budget, because we're $350,000 in deficit, so we can't wait for a new budget. So that's where we're at right now, kind of nowhere. But we're working on it. What we do now is going to be the basis of the new budget. And we don't know really what's going to happen right now, so we can't really have a budget yet.
Okay, sounds good. It doesn't sound good, but okay.
Yeah, it's not, the problems are not that our committee isn't functional.
Okay. Have you set a date for the next meeting? Do you have a date on the workable draft budget, or is all that not resolved?
No, I have the first Monday is the next finance meeting. I assume we'll have something more to work with then.
Okay. All right, Ken, do you have anything?
I'll start talking. I mean, I'll start really, I think there's work being done, so I'm not, there's... It's not like New York or anything like that. There's not a whole lot for me to do right at this moment.
Right. Okay. Ken, do you have anything to add?
Yeah. I just want to make a comment. I mean, it's nice to see it warms my heart to see the affiliation amongst the stations of chaos and incompetence amongst the finance thing. It's interesting. These are not therapy sessions. I don't understand what you're talking about in New York, of like, I don't know if we get along and these people this and that. It's business. It's numbers. what's this, you know, how can you possibly put up with disruptive people pushing for their agenda items? Remove them from the committee. Do something. Get to work. Don't just sit there and be disruptive. Don't allow yourself to be disruptive. Otherwise, you're not acting in your fiduciary responsibility. I'm responsible for my comments, so I know I'm just in a mood. I do want to say Kim is absolutely correct about KPFK. We did get an initial budget. We've got to remove the mystery, magic, and delusion that's in there. But we did get something. And I do want to say that Kim was very gracious to say we have a working finance committee, because essentially the person who does all the work is Kim. And she also has come up with an overall program for making decisions about the budget, which I think is spot on, which I don't think there's any reason. It's just three simple principles that we'll be applying. And I support it. And I think it acts as a guide towards making financial decisions. I think that's what's necessary, is you need overriding rules. So you're not arguing on each little thing. But like if you had an overriding rule, like remove all expenses for non-essential services, you know, that's your rule. So you just strip out everything that isn't necessary to function, you know.
Well, let me elaborate.
Overriding guidances. So Kim is doing all the work. And the other part of the, you know, the staff is doing work, too, the business manager and the ED. They're at least doing it. And we have a adversarial relationship, which is appropriate. There's nothing wrong with it. We are demanding that they're more efficient, and of course, they're like, please stop making us work so hard. That would be anticipated. So I just wanted to make it public on the stream that Kim is doing an excellent job as treasurer at KPFK.
Thank you, Ken. I would just add that the three things he's talking about is kind of my talking points. Our three priorities are get out of deficit, get our new the second part of the transmitter, so we can actually get above 50% power, so we can get more listeners just by reaching them, and the third one is shorten our fund drive days, so we can keep those listeners once we get them. So those are my priorities for items in the budget for this year. And, you know, as I've said, this is not a long-term solution, but it's the immediate plan that we need to kind of stay on the map.
Bill, please.
Okay. Good. All right, let's go to Bill for the check. Okay, let's go to Bill and then Campbell, and then we'll try to wrap things up. Bill?
Okay, this isn't specifically for KPFK, but I'm not sure if we should try to do this consistently between stations. KPFK needs a new transmitter, KPFT needs a new transmitter and antenna and transmission line. WPFW needs a lot of money to move. Should all these be included in the regular budget, or if the stations are having a separate capital campaign, do we need to worry about it in the budget? Do we need to try to have some consistent way of handling that? And of course, some of that's this year, not just this year.
Yeah, I'll address it when I talk. Campbell, I think you're next.
Thank you. The question that I had was in regard to the difficulty, it seems internal difficulty insofar as the commitment of funds for projects that may be of dubious value, and I was wondering if there's any progress regarding, say, reining in some of this, you know, the likelihood of expenditures that, you know, don't have authorization beyond the management?
I certainly think there should be. Do you want to give a couple of examples, Campbell, of what you're talking about?
A couple of examples. As I understand, there was one large event that was planned that ended up, losing a lot of money, and you know, hope hopefully we could use some best practices shared between our stations to avoid that sort of circumstance in the future. Secondly, I recall something having to do with, goodness, I'm trying to remember what it was, but the last time that we were in L.A., it was a fair amount of discussion regarding some sort of green project that
the
was...
The solar thing.
I beg your pardon?
The solar thing?
Yeah, the solar thing, right. That, you know, was quite a speculative venture, as I understood it. And, you know, that just seemed to be something that, you know, there's a disconnect between management and the rest of Pacifica insofar as whether these things can pop up again. And that, I think, is an issue that seems to me that can just blast any kind of budget out of
the
water.
Got it. Right. Okay. I'm going to put myself on the stack. Does anybody else want to talk about budgets, or is this pretty much it? We do have other stuff. Yeah, we do have other stuff on the agenda. Anybody but our Paul?
Yeah.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Campbell?
I was hoping that we could get a bit of a response from either Ken or Kim in regard to that question.
I was going to respond to it when I spoke, but
they can
also respond if they wish.
I'll let Tracy respond because I'm still too angry over it, Campbell.
Yeah.
Okay.
So our
point is off-budget projects should have far more consequences than what has happened. Okay?
Okay. So, our Paul, followed by me, then we're going to try to move the agenda. Our Paul, go for it.
Yeah. I think it was Bill who brought up the fact that we have transmitter problems at two stations. One station also has a serious antenna problem. This, of course, directly affects, if you want to call it, the product of the businesses we're trying to keep afloat here. I mean, you know, if your copying machine goes down, that can be bad and can impact you. But if you're a radio station and your antenna is shot, it impacts you far worse. And then we've got the move of another radio station. And I'm very concerned about this. I've been concerned about this for a couple of years. I've been going on about the 2012 move crisis. And in my experience, no station has ever been able to move without getting six-figure help from the rest of Pacifica. And I don't see Pacifica being able to cough up six figures very soon. I think at some point we need to sit down and look at the numbers, which we've done to some degree, and come to the conclusion that this doesn't work, and now really start looking at this. As I said, one of the things that came out of the last BAI Finance Committee meeting is nobody has, you know, a handle on what to do about the overall money problem within Pacifica. And I think the fact that we have those things that were just enumerated in front of us, and Pacifica not being in a position to just throw money at it, we probably need to have some meetings about that. Otherwise, the budgets are going to be pretty meaningless.
Right. I know. I'm with
Kim for the stack, Matt one. I'd like to respond to that.
All right, Kim, go ahead.
I just want to say, R. Paul, that's why we're trying to set a meeting, like on perhaps next week, the 19th, to start discussing this kind of thing, like seriously, with BAI. So, yeah, let's do it.
That's the idea. We'll see how it goes. Scary idea. But
yeah, I mean, I agree with you, R. Paul, and, you know, it's just a question of us showing up and doing it.
Okay, so let's see. So we had Bill's question regarding, capital. My sense of it, for what it's worth, is that capital campaigns, proposed ones, and capital needs need to be clearly enumerated in the budget. Otherwise, I think you end up with wildly fuzzy budgets, and we have had those problems with the hidden costs of depreciation, all of which are now hitting us in the head with all of our transmitters. And I think in general, and I think WPFW did a good job of it last year, as much of this should be transparent in the budget as humanly possible, because it gives you a clearer sense of what you're dealing with. And I think the way that they broke it out with capital revenue and vis-a-vis capital expenses segregated out, but within their budget document, was helpful. So back to that, see how you do it. It's a good model. In terms we should do it, Bill, my answer would be that we should. On the uncapitalized, unbudgeted expenses, what I can say is that the solar canopy project in L.A. went back several years. It went back, I think, at least until 2010. So what, you know, the NFC's decision to go ahead and investigate the project and get involved with it, it had all been happening kind of off budget, was a decision that we made as a group because Kim brought it to us as a problem. It was successful, and the project was halted before it did any significant damage to KPFK, which I think is good. The awards are part of the larger community of community events conversation, part of which we do have scheduled for tonight, if we get to it. And all I can say about that event is that it was mismanaged, and that you know, some disciplinary action is certainly in order. Losing $40,000 at this juncture in time by overscaling an event really should not have happened. Okay. With that, are we ready to move on to the next item? And R. Paul, what is the next item?
The next item is financial transparency check-in.
Oh, good. That is nice and easy. We were trying to schedule a meeting. The CFO is in Alaska. When the CFO returns from Alaska, we will schedule a meeting. It is basically to review the document.
Whoops. Tracy, are you there? Okay, let's give her a second. I think she's coming back.
I think what she was saying is when LeVar comes back, we'll schedule a meeting.
That's probably the case.
Sorry, guys. This is my blaring train announcement that is going to upset you. Okay. Okay. So, what was I saying? The
financial transparency
document. You know what? I have to get on this train. Guys, hold on one second. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I just want to add, Bill, about your idea of a capital campaign. You know, like what Tracy brought up. I mean, it's certainly been abused now at KPFK with the solar thing being on air for all that time and then just kind of going away. And there was another project.
Okay.
Before
okay. It's all good. I located my train. I was just a tad confused about where it was, and it leaves in 3 minutes. Okay. The financial transparency document, we discussed at some length at the last meeting. We will be having a polish it up meeting. We received some written feedback from Ken. Marcus, Lauren Campbell, and I will be meeting. We tried to schedule a meeting, ran into the CFO's vacation schedule, and we'll be scheduling it at the end of June when she returns. That's all there is to say about that. Any questions or feedback? Okay, then I guess we can go on to the next item.
Which is KPFA pledges as the train goes by. Did you get that? KPFA pledges?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the boarding of the train has been completed, which should make things work better. Okay, so A to K pledges. I guess let me go ahead and introduce the item, and then we can kind of take it from there. It's both a it's both a small reconciliation item and a somewhat larger, you know, what has led to this problem and how do we keep it from happening in the future kind of thing. Just to give people background, there are 2 hours a day that are simulcast between Berkeley and Los Angeles, where KPFK plays content that is either co-produced or produced exclusively in Berkeley. 10 o'clock to 11, Monday through Friday, is Letters in Politics, which is a show that's produced in Berkeley. And 6 to 7 p.m. is the Pacifica Evening News, which is co-produced, although it's produced largely in Berkeley with some contributions from the Los Angeles station. And that also broadcasts 5 days a week from 6 to 7, I guess. The way that pledges have been handled up in Berkeley when they come in from the Los Angeles signal area, because, of course, the fundraising is heard on both programs, is that those pledges have not been processed up in Berkeley. They've been sent down to Los Angeles for processing, and KPFA has posted basically two totals for its fund drive, one that it's calling a chalkboard that includes these L.A. pledges. That's just a raw count of everything that's come in, whether KPFA keeps it or not. And then there's, I guess, a non-chalkboard total, which doesn't include the L.A. pledges. The number of those L.A. pledges is in some dispute at the moment. The number that was given out at the KPFA LSB meeting, which was fairly high, was, I think, 49,726 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth noting that in KPFA's budget, those chalkboards were anticipated to be $73,000 for the whole year. So if we've got $50,000 in one fund drive, those numbers are way off from a budgetary point of view, and we're allocating that we're keeping money that we're not keeping. The other issue is that in Los Angeles, they've got some fairly substantial different numbers and also some questions about the accuracy of those pledges. In other words, a certain chunk of them look flat out erroneous. So, I mean, it's important for us to know as a finance committee that we have this problem and that our final fund drive results for both LA and Berkeley are not final until this all gets resolved. And two, I think we have to address both the budgetary issue. We're obviously going to have to redo the budget template because the projections are clearly way off unless we book triple the LA pledges that we ever have in any other fund drive. The third item, I guess, has to do, and Ken has brought this up before, and I think it's good to bring it up again, is in the case of simulcasts, you know, what is the policy and the process and what are we doing? And is this the right way to deal with things? For example, KPFA rebroadcasts or simulcasts its whole schedule in Fresno, and those pledges are put in our database and then remitted as an accounts payable. So we're basically processing simulcasts in two different ways already, which may be adding to all the confusion. And if stations do more program sharing, which we do, of course, I mean, we're now broadcasting. We're broadcasting Doug Henwood. We're broadcasting Uprising on Saturday. So there are a number of issues. You know, these things are going on more frequently rather than less frequently, and I think that will probably be the case with the other stations as time goes by. And how are we going to deal with this on an ongoing basis? Because it's just a couple hours a day, and it's getting kind of funky in terms of the record keeping. So with that, I'm just going to kind of leave it out there.
I have a few things I can add.
Yeah, I understand. And we will, I guess, take comments about any or all of those items. We can take them up in order, or we can sort of freelance discuss for a while. I think maybe freelance is good. The budgetary projections will just have to be fixed in the budget template, and to some degree that's a Levarne issue, so that it matches the actual. The policy question is interesting, and I'm also interested in any LA feedback about the report that they saw. And perhaps they also have some impressions about how this has worked in the past that may be helpful. I heard Barbara from Stack. Who else wants to be on the Stack?
Ken.
Ken? Anybody else? Okay, we'll start there. Barbara, followed by Ken.
Okay. I've talked to a number of people involved in this, And it's true that in the assumptions page, we do have totals that include the projected amounts that would be raised for all three stations. But I am have been assured that when our budget is drawn up, the figure that's appropriate for KPFA is the one that is used in the budget. So I don't think we have the problem that you're suspecting, but there's no, we should probably verify this. But it seems to me that with the assumptions, they have to start out trying to figure out how to put up a total on the board so everybody knows what we're aiming for. And it does include, looking in past history what percentages and are room in Berkeley for Los Angeles, but as I said, the figure that gets in our budget is just what we are supposed to be raising for us. And as far as the transmittal of the pledge cards that are filled out in our phone room, here is what I found out a little more than what I've put in the email that Kim responded to. And that is that I think for the last three fund drives or maybe more, Chris Stelick, the head of the data entry, takes the cards. They come in batches. And by the way, they're not just for the programs that are broadcast on both stations, but they do cut off to make a batch at the end of Letters in Politics. So everything that has come in, if anything has come in during the morning or over the night for KPFK, those cards would be separated out. And then the next cutoff is after the evening news. So they do make two batches, mostly across the day through the news till 7 p.m., and then the rest of the hours around through Letters in Politics and cut it off there. So Chris gets these batches, and he knows they have all the zip codes to go by, withdraws the cards that have been made out that are going to KPFK, and then he scans them and has a record in the computer of what was taken in, and they don't send the cards anymore because apparently in the past there was some incident where one batch of cards just got lost in the mail. So now the record of these cards is transmitted by a PDF is sent from Chris to, I think, is his name Terry? Is that who? At K?
Yes.
Yeah, and so then the batch of cards is wrapped up again with its little note that said how many pledges there were and a big total, but in fact it doesn't break down anything like, extended payments or anything like that. And they put those cards in a file and hold them for some reasonable period of time, after which they're shredded, but that wouldn't be immediately. And the record of these things is in the computer. Now, sometimes handwriting is difficult to read or whatever, so they do have the cards to refer to, and Terry and Chris communicate with each other about this if there are any difficulties. Now, I did get a phone call just before our meeting, and there were a couple of things that were misread and had been, a period was not obvious. It was $25 instead of $2,500, something like that. And then there was another $1,000 something error. So it seems that this method of transmitting the information that's on these cards by PDF is more secure, and they do have the records then at both stations so they can communicate with about, you know, if there's any misunderstanding. So those are the latest things that I have to report about this problem.
Ken, with a point of information.
All right. Ken is next on the stack.
This is a point of information for Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Who fulfills the premium?